The vampire, real or not, was on me like stink on shit. We hit the ground and we were rolling around like a couple of dudes in an Ultimate Fighting Championship bout at the Mandalay Bay on fight night, except neither of us was wearing shorts. He brought his fangs toward my neck more than once, but I kept dodging. I wasn't worried about being infected by vampire venom or anything. I was already genetically a bit vampire, though I loathe to admit that, but imagining the joy of having two long-ass pearly whites embedded in my neck was not pleasant. "Get off me, asshole!" I raged through my hallucinations, rolling over and lashing out at him with my fist. It was a great punch, one of my best, in fact. Too bad it hit the pavement instead of his face. "God damn it!" I yelled, clutching my now broken hand. He kicked out at me, launching me to the side. My head hit the ground again. This little game of fight the vampire was certainly not making me better looking. It took some effort, but I finally got back to my feet. Blood from my forehead started to drip down into my eye. It stung and made the world blurry.
"All right, where are you at?"
I choked, spinning this way and that, trying to spot him.
"Come on, dude. Let's do this."
Honestly, I felt like I had gone on a bender and downed a solid 10 rusty nails on an empty stomach. If they were filming an episode of Drunk History in town, I'd have been at the top of the list for a guest spot.
"You can't win, Dex," I heard the djinn say from my right. "You're under my control."
That pissed me off. It was one thing for me to give up control to someone like a succubus, for example. That was fun and usually had a happy ending, if you see what I mean. Being taken over without my permission, however, was not something I found tolerable. I'm sure I'm not alone in this feeling, but the big difference between me and most people was that I fought like a crazed demon when I felt trapped. So I backhanded the djinn and swung wildly at the vampire, broken hand and all. The djinn fell down again. He was clearly not very good at fighting. But the vampire ducked my punch and sent an uppercut that made me glad I hadn't had my tongue sticking out. If I had been, it would have been cut in half. That was something I would not want to break to Rachel. My teeth vibrated as his fist slammed in again, this time driving me to my knees. This was simply not a fair fight.
"You guys are being a real bag of dicks," I wheezed as the vampire connected with another right. "Dude, what the fuck?"
I tried to reach for him, but my mind was simply too far gone. Bottom line was that I was screwed. This fight was a complete loss. My only hope was that Rachel and the rest of the PPD crew would be able to find me. That's when I had the thought to use my connector. Duh. Sometimes, though, timing was everything. The instant I went to contact Lydia for help, the vampire bit into my neck, bringing forth a level of pain that not even a safe word could manage.
"Biscuits,"
I whimpered, trying anyway. It didn't work. Nor did it stop him from unleashing the vampire venom into my veins. The world threatened to close down, leaving me in a pit of darkness. My eyes struggled to stay open. But then, clarity began to come back. It was slow at first, barely a flicker. It still wasn't me, exactly, but at least I wasn't sinking into oblivion. The intensity grew and grew until I felt a ferocious focus that required blood to be sated. With a heave and a roar, I flung the vampire away like he was nothing. I threw him so far, in fact, that even I was surprised by my strength. My blood burned and the sounds in my head were threatening to drive me insane. Something in the back of my mind begged me to contact Lydia, but it was like I'd forgotten how. I was hemorrhaging madness. My eyes locked on the djinn. He was the one who had done this to me. He was the one who had to pay. He was the one who would pay.
"Now wait,"
he said, putting his hands up as I began to stalk him. Clearly, he saw that what lay behind my threatening eyes was too much for him.
"Just stay back. I'm your master, remember?"
"Death,"
was my response. It didn't even sound much like me.
"Death."